I'm happy now to welcome James McGrath Morris. He is an author. He's been on this program before. His latest book is called Pulitzer, A Life in Politics, Print, and Power. But we're not here to talk about that. We're here to talk about the alternative gift market, which is coming up this Saturday, the 11th of December from 9 to 5, right in time for Christmas.
That's right. That's the idea. This is something that's been done a lot since the 1980s, particularly based by this group in Kansas called Alternative Gifts International. We've had some of these gift markets even here in Santa Fe, but they've usually been in church basements. And in a sense, we're trying to bring it out from underneath the church basement, and we're putting it into a very public area.
The convention center.
Correct.
Yeah.
And so we have a room set up right next door to the Contemporary Hispanic Art Market this weekend. The mayor is coming at 10 to cut the ribbon. And there'll be food, there are door prizes, books signed by a lot of local authors. Obviously, I know authors, so I was able to lure them into doing this. But the idea is that we're suggesting people, and particularly in this time of economic difficulty, that they add a gift to their shopping this year. By coming to the alternative gift market is a way to help others in need. Because we really don't sell an object. What we're doing is we're selling donations to 40 different projects around, primarily in the third world, although some are here in the United States. So a person would come in, they would enjoy a treat, cookies baked by the famous cook Deborah Madison,
yay,
and other things like that, and some coffee from Java Joe's and other places. And they would be able to choose a gift to give. I mean, these range from things like mosquito netting for people warding off malaria, building a bicycle ambulance in places like Tanzania, even something that relates to radio. For instance, there's a project in Iraq and in Peru called Voices of Justice Radio that particularly works with refugee women. And for $33, you can provide a day of training for these women in broadcasting.
Sign me up.
So there's just a wonderful array of these kinds of things. So after you make your selection, you come over to a computer. We will make the donation using one of your major credit cards. And then you can get a gift card and send it to your friend. So I would send something to you, Mary Charlotte, saying, in honor of you, this year I have made a donation to allow women to have one day of training in the Voices of Justice radio broadcasting program in Iraq. So it's a way of expanding gift giving, and it's also a way to sort of retrain us. You know, come these holidays and birthdays, we're always out buying objects for people. And there's nothing wrong with that, per se, but at the same time, now that we've become so wealthy in industrial countries, this is another way to give gifts to people who have a lot and reward those who don't.
There's something about when you go to somebody's house or they come over to your house for Christmas and Christmas Eve, you want to have a little something for them. But I was thinking, you know, you could give a close friend or relative something that among these alternative gifts that they identify with, like for me with radio or for
certainly
somebody else.
That's
with,
why I picked that,
yeah,
exactly.
Right. And then make some beautiful cookies and give it to them on Christmas Eve or something that is essentially consumable. And it's not some piece of stuff that they then have to go home mm-hmm. and display on their shelf for the rest of their life and don't wish they wouldn't have to look at it.
Yeah, it's particularly true. I mean, I found that the older I've gotten, the less I need in the way of material things, that I really enjoy these kinds of things.
Yeah.
And my wife and my family and I for years have spent a long time before Christmas picking out and doing that kind of matching. I remember many years ago I gave to somebody who has everything in the world and wouldn't need anything. I gave a trombone to a disadvantaged group of kids in the Philippines who are starting a band. I noticed, for instance, I could give a bag of cement to build a rescue center in Kenya. And I have people who work with, you know, people in shelters here in the U.S., and I obviously support their causes. But what a great gift that connects the importance of their work to something like that, as opposed to yet one more object that they might not need in their house. So you're right, the matching is as much fun, the giving in this sense is as much fun as the receiving.
Now, does the recipient have any way to follow up with whatever group it is?
There is. The reason we work with Alternative Gifts International, which has been in business since 1986, is that they have a very rigorous process of selecting the 41 different projects they give to. They not only, these groups have to apply, it's similar to the folk art market in that they get vetted in applying, but they also follow up on the use of the money to make sure it actually went to it. I mean, you may give $15 for a large bag of cement, it's in a sense, they'll find out whether or not that money was spent for that purpose by the end of the year. 10% of the money goes to administer this whole project, and it is expensive. I mean, there's a staff in Kansas, there's a catalog. My work is voluntary. Everybody who's there is voluntary, but some is retained, and it's very clear. We explain that. Otherwise,
but 90%, that's a pretty good ratio.
Oh, it's a very good ratio, particularly since what we're doing is, if you think of it this way, the 10% that it costs is expanding the donor pool. We're reaching people who might not otherwise give. So in another way, it's bringing new money into these channels of getting money to the third world, as opposed to, you know, we might criticize the Red Cross if they spend too much of their money on administration. This is a different kind of project.
The Alternative Gift Market is this Saturday, the 11th of December from 9 to 5 at the Santa Fe Convention Center Coronado Room. And James McGrath Morris is an author, and he's working with the Alternative Gift Market. If for any reason people can't make it, is there a website
that
they can
go to? Yeah, this is what's so wonderful about this. Even if they don't make it, they can do this virtually.
Yeah.
Alternative Gifts International has its own website, and if you just Google Alternative Gifts International, you go right to it, and it's as easy as doing it from home. The only thing is, you'll miss out on the cookies.
Ah, the cookies. Okay, well, we will see you in Cookiedom on Saturday. James, thanks for being with us.
It was my pleasure.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org, thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe, and my email address is radiocafe@ksfr.org. Stay tuned for the BBC, then local news by KSFR's award-winning news team, and after that, jazz.